I followed all his movements with my hands, and caught the drollery of his blunders and gestures in a way that would have been impossible had it all been spelt to me. Then they rose to fight the duel, and I followed the swift thrusts and parries of the swords, and the waverings of poor Bob as his courage oozed out at his finger ends. Then the great actor gave his coat a hitch, and his mouth a twitch, and in an instant I was in the village of Falling Water, and felt Schneider's shaggy head against my knee. Mr. Jefferson recited the dialogues of Rip Van Winkle, in which the tear came close upon the smile. He asked me to indicate as far as I could the gestures and actions that should go with the lines. Of course I have no sense whatever of dramatic action, and could only make random guesses, but with masterful art he suited the action to the word. The sigh of Rip, as he murmurs, is a man so soon forgotten when he is gone. The dismay with which he searches for dog and gun after his long sleep, and his comical irresolution over the signing of the contract with Derrick. All these seem to be right out of life itself, that is, the ideal life, where things happen as we think they should. I remember well the first time I went to the theatre. It was 12 years ago. Elsie Leslie, the little actress, was in Boston, and Miss Sullivan took me to see her in The Prince and the Pauper. I shall never forget the ripple of alternating joy and woe that ran through that beautiful little play, or the wonderful child who acted it. After the play, I was permitted to go behind the scenes and meet her in her royal costume.